Dreamscape presents Friendshipped by Savannah Scott, narrated by Amy McFadden and Will Damron. One. Lexi. My best friend Trevor's cubicle sits right across from mine at the Corn Corners Tribune. A year ago, fresh out of college, both Trevor and I lucked out landing entry-level positions at this old-fashioned newspaper that actually distributes both online and in print. Don't scoff. Our Sunday News has devoted readers throughout the Tri-County region and beyond. Trevor shot up the ranks before I did. He has the coolest position on the paper, if you ask me. He's our food editor. About 6 months ago, the food critic on staff left for a job at a bigger publication in Columbus. Now, Trevor basically gets paid to eat out and tell people exactly what he thought of the meal and the overall dining experience. Kind of like that grumpy cartoon critic in Ratatouille, but without an unnaturally long face or the bitter attitude. I wad up a post-it note and toss it across the aisle in Trevor's direction. It sails past him and lands on the floor on the other side of his cubicle. I quickly turn my head toward my current writing assignment. Don Toots Green passed peacefully in his sleep on the 1st of June. Don spent his life farming peas and beans on the outskirts of Urbana at his family farm, Green Acres, not to be confused with the 1960s television show of the same name. According to local residents, everyone for miles around came to get Toots beans. I pinch my pointer finger and thumb across my forehead, begging myself for inspiration. Coming up blank, I scrunch up another post-it. This time the wadded ball of paper pelts off Trevor's neck, and he slaps at it like an annoying bug. I barely stifle a giggle, and he whips his chair around with a look of fierce but playful retaliation dominating his dark features. "Lexi," he warns. "What?" I say with feigned innocence, stuffing the next bald sticky note under my leg 1 second too late as his eyes track the movement. "What are you sitting on?" Trevor asks, stalking across the aisle toward me. "A chair?" I gulp. "Stand up." "I'm working," I offer, "and you are interrupting my creative flow." "On the obituaries?" Trevor asks, well aware of the assignment I've been relegated to once again this week by our oh-so-winsome boss, Jeanette. "It takes concentration to honor a life," I defend.
"Hand it over."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?